Good morning. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 58 degrees on this palindrome kind of day, 222-22. That means, if you're wondering, it's the same forward as it is backwards. So it's pretty cool. Right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live. In fact, for the rest of the month, when you write the date out, it's the same forward and backwards.
Just, so it's the whole month is a palindrome.
Well, from the 21st yesterday through the 28th.
That's kind of cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, great friend of our show, James Thompson, joins us. And James, when we booked this interview, we did not realize that you were coming back from a long Monday night.
Uh-huh.
You went to Columbia.
You look great, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You went to Columbia, our state capital, to watch WWE Raw live and in person.
I did.
So a big wrestling fan?
Wrestling fan, grew up on Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, yeah.
So watching it at home versus being there in person, what do we miss out on when we're watching it from home?
The sounds and the lights and the fireworks, which are magnetic and electric, and just being in the audience is just amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's been amazing to listen to you and Tyler communicate in a language that Lucas and I, we don't recognize. We don't know this world.
Well, that's really great. Who was your favorite wrestler last night?
Definitely Brock Lesnar. Highest paid WWE star. I mean, I think he brings in about $10 million contract. To see those guys, you know, do what they love to do and enjoy it is just amazing.
Yeah. I think we found our boots on the ground correspondent when it comes to wrestling. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We'll be ready on speed dial. Well, again, James joins us here. And my goodness, James, you join us on this show talking about so many things. And you're certainly out and about in the community, so much so that you have been honored. And we're going to kind of let you introduce the award that you won, because it is very,
very
special to your heart.
So off of recommendations, the Community Relations Council nominated me for the Dream Keeper Award. And it was a total surprise and just an honor, because you mentioned in the same breath as MLK. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about being in the community and trying to inspire and impact. It was amazing, and I still was in awe and still am sinking in the fact that, okay, you're talking about legacy. You're talking about historic. And when you walk and you're in some of the same annals of the Friendship Nine and people that have stood for something, and somebody recognizes you as having that same kind of makeup and design, I mean, that's enough to keep you humbled and honored, truly.
James, what is your message that resonates with so many? And you have a message, you also have action that is visible within the community, but what is the heart of your message?
You got to strive to be something special, to leave an impact and inspire. It's so many things. You can be somebody in this life. You just got to have the vision and put the action behind it and make it a reality. And when you do those things, you'll see that your work will speak for itself. Actions are the things in this life that speaks volumes. We can talk about things all day long, but until you put boots to the ground, that's when you're really making your impact.
So, James, this was the awards that were originally going to be given out on MLK Day during the City of Rock Hill's annual event, but it was going to be virtual this year, and I think the weather postponed the event, so they were going to give the awards at a later date. So you received the Dreamkeeper Award.
Hold it up. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
In recognition of exemplary dedication and commitment for the service to the identity of the ultimate dreamer, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., sponsored by the Community Relations Council.
Wow. That is... You know, and what is so awesome, this is who you are. This is how you live your life. And people see sincerity, authenticity. What was it about your life that, you know, that person, that defining moment that just led you down a path that inspired so many?
I believe I was born with a purpose. Early in life, I discovered, you know, Christ and discover that, you know, once you know what your meaning for being here is, then it's like no other. You hear God talking to you, you hear, you know, your faith is of a mustard seed, and you begin to move and able to give your testimony and talk to people and let them know, hey, you know what, just a little bit of faith will get you through. You see it for yourself, and then you too can hear, you know, what God is speaking to your spirit and your soul. And once you start working and walking in that purpose, it doesn't mean you're without challenge. It just means that you're able to appreciate getting over those obstacles and beating down those doors and things that you didn't think you could do, but you believed in yourself. And that's where it starts. Once you believe in yourself and you drive and motivate yourself to come on through, because somebody needs to see you overcome some things in order to, you know, inspire the next generation. Those are the things that, you know, are pillars to being able to be successful and being a dreamer and bringing things to reality.
Well,
James,
said.
There's so many folks listening that can resonate with so much of what you're talking about, but they don't know how to get plugged in. They're like, well, I've got a great message and I do want to inspire others. I just don't know where to start. What advice would you give them? How did you find your way, navigate your way through?
Through the challenges of life, because I think sometimes people think, well, I'm going, you know, I believe in Jesus, I believe in God, I'm doing the right stuff. Why is this happening to me?
Let your voice be heard. Be present and accounted for, whether it's in your church, whether it's in your city council. Don't be in fear of speaking and having a voice. You can speak and let things be heard to people in a way that, okay, you get it. You have a voice. It's just like today. Y'all said it earlier, important to vote. You have a voice there. Don't be afraid of that. You have a say in who represents you. You know, people lay down and sacrifice their lives in order for us to have that opportunity. And we should never take for granted the importance of voting, even whether it's a city election, mayoral election. Those things are important because it shapes the people that are representing us in our wards that are going to help us make decisions that are going to better our city.
That's true. Now, do you have a website, a Facebook? How can we learn more about keeping up with you? Obviously, you are inspiring and this is happening organically. But, you know, as you go forward, you do have the, I guess, understanding and responsibility, accountability, because people are watching you.
Yeah. It's keeping it simple. It's still, you know, James Sherman Thompson on Facebook. I'm not hard to find. I'm here. And I ain't going nowhere until, you know, God see fit and he calls me home. As long as I got breath in my body, it's just about walking in my purpose and continuing to try to, you know, create legacy and trend and be what a lot of people run from, being a role model. Well, I don't mind being in that position because, you know, God spoke something special in my spirit. So I believe, you know, I wasn't made to fit in. I was made to stand out.
I'm going to write that down.
Well, congratulations again, James Thompson, being recognized this year and honored with the Dream Keeper Award, with the ideals of the ultimate dreamer, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Congratulations, James.
Well,
thanks so
deserved.
Much for being such a good friend of the show, and so glad you got to see some wrestling last night.
Wrestling,
yes, oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Yes,
it's a
thank
lot of fun.
You. Always inspiring to share time with you. Mm-hmm.